We're going to begin our lecture today about the heart, and I'm going to start with some of the anatomy of the heart. The heart is a hollow organ. It's actually a double pump, but we'll talk about its function in a little bit. The heart is a hollow organ. It's composed of four chambers, and it is made up of three different layers. So, especially the ventricles of the heart, the very muscular portion of the heart, these three layers are called the epicardium, the myocardium, and the endocardium. And the epicardium is going to be the outermost layer of the heart, the outer epithelium. So if you were to hold a heart in your hand, you would be touching, or you'd be holding, your fingers would be touching the epicardium. The myocardium is the thickest layer of the heart, and it's the muscular layer of the heart. It's the middle layer. And it's composed almost entirely of cardiac muscle. The inner layer of the heart, or the inner lining of the heart, is called the endocardium, endo meaning inside. And this is going to be endothelial layers. So you're going to expect to find epithelial tissues just as you would in the epicardium. So the endocardium is the inner lining of the heart, and it's... like the epicardium, it's much thinner in dimension than the myocardium, the middle layer. On the outer surface of the heart, you're going to find the coronary vessels. And these vessels are the vessels that actually bring blood to the heart. So they are bringing the oxygen-rich blood that the heart needs in order to continue functioning and to continue pumping day in and day out. So the coronary vessels are going to be located on the outer surface of the heart, and you'll have a chance to hopefully look at them in a heart model, and you'll be able to see those vessels on the outer surface of the heart. These are the vessels that can become blocked and cause what we call myocardium infarction, or probably easier known as a heart attack.